Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to an interview for Technology Uncorked. My name is Jeff Quattromani, and I am extremely excited today. We have a doubleheader. We have the CEO and president of Echelon, Lou Lentine, joining us. And we're going to talk to him about the business of Echelon, the bikes, the rowing, the treadmills, the mirror, and also the impact of COVID on Echelon, more people working out from home. Their business seemed pretty fitting for the situation. But we also then talked to Nicole Griffin. Now, I titled Nicole as the face of Echelon. This is the lady that I see on the screen when I'm on the bike. This is the woman that is driving me mad, giving me the biggest sweats and things like that, a full-on workout from home on the Echelon bike. But she's officially a full-time instructor and a program director at Echelon. And she's been with the company for a very long time and really knows the place back to front, and talks to us about fitness, about Echelon, about what she sees on her side of the bike, because you've got hundreds of people sitting on these bikes, joining her classes, watching her and getting instructions from her. What is she seeing? What does it look like on her end? Is it just a bunch of cameras? Does she have a fake person sort of sitting there pretending to do the class in front of her? In fact, it's much more than that. So stay tuned for the double interview. We're going to start off with Lou, get the business side of Echelon, understand the technology, understand the impact on Echelon from COVID. But then we're going to talk to Nicole straight after that. So stay tuned to doubleheader interview. If you're interested in exercising at home or you're interested in Echelon, maybe you're considering alternatives, this is the interview you need to hear first before you go and make any purchasing decisions or before you do consider jumping on any other brand. Ladies and gentlemen, let's kick off with Lou Lentine. He is the president and CEO of Echelon. Now, Lou, I've spoken about my experience with Echelon on this show before, but would love some background about the actual company. Can you tell us a little bit about how it started and what the key driver was to getting Echelon off the ground?
Well, Echelon started actually from, we launched a line of introductory fitness products called Fit Nation in the U.S. And from the success of that, we developed an app and hired some instructors, and there we go. We started filming classes, and things just took off from there. That was back in 2018. We launched excuse me, 2017. We launched our first fitness cycle in CES show in the United States, Las Vegas, in January of 2018. And it's been just a wild ride from there. Going from 40 employees to hundreds of employees. I think we're over 300 employees. From filming in a small little makeshift studio in our office to now we soon will have 22 studios in 7 countries where we're filming content, filming over 2,000 classes a month. So it's been an amazing ride, something I would have never thought would have been taken with such receptance by the community, by the world. I mean, selling in, we're in U.S., Mexico, Canada, U.K., Germany, France, Iceland, Australia, and soon to be in Asia as well. So it's an exciting time for us, for sure.
It really is. And when you say 2018, that's actually not that long ago. And when you think about, a course of just a few years, that's tremendous, because for me, Echelon is one of is a well-known brand. It's a home brand where people know about them. It's not like I have to ever explain to people what Echelon is when I'm talking to them about it. So, to go from 2018 to now and have this perfectly synonymous product is quite impressive. Especially when you talk about where it started from. I mean, I would have been at CES that year. I would have been there and probably saw the products there as well, which is incredible. And I guess for me, it makes me wonder, since 2018, having COVID come in, and I'm sure you've been asked this quite a bit, it's probably really fired up people's desire to exercise at home. I know that in Australia, for example, when we were in lockdown, you couldn't buy weights or fitness equipment. Every single store was selling out. It was going completely crazy. And I have no doubt that this would have been felt for Echelon as well.
Yes. During COVID, it was, I remember in March when we started getting locked down and we were just scrambling, trying to manage just the sales. And, you know, we sell in retailers in the U.S. and abroad, but also we sell on our website. And our website, just traffic went up tremendously. Mm. We're fortunate. We came into COVID. Since we make product in Asia, we were used to, you know, Chinese New Year, where everything shut down in China. So we were stocked up really heavy in January. We were very fortunate to be in that position. But, you know, in 1 month, we outsold everything we budgeted for 4 months. So it was a big struggle for us. We went from 12 people in the call center to over 200 today. Starting off December last year, we had 12 people on the call, or 2 years ago, we had 12 people. So just trying to deal with that, when you would have 25 people in a live class, now we have thousands of people in live class. As you said, almost overnight, we had to plan for that manage that huge uptick, from the server, our servers handling it, to our instructors handling, everything, to, our marketing team. The whole team really got together it's almost a blur for us. It was so busy and then dealing with the pandemic as it is. And, what makes the difference to us is, I work out almost every day on our equipment, doing our classes with our instructors. Mm-hmm. And, the difference is just the connection you're getting with these instructors. Our instructors, even during a pandemic, we shut the studio down to the public, but they continued working, and it was a lifesaver to many people. And I read our Facebook and our Instagram, and we made a difference to people who were just locked down. And still today, the connections our instructors make with people is about everything. You know, it's the difference to someone asked me the other day, is it worth getting a smart equipment from a dumb equipment, right? Dumb fitness, right? And I said, well, we bought dumb fitness equipment for many years, and what did you do with that dumb fitness equipment? You ended up hanging a towel on it or a shirt, right? You don't do that with a smart fitness equipment, because it's got a personality inside of it with our team, our instructors. It really makes a big difference.
It does. It does. And I want to ask you about that soon as well, because, in my experience using the product, that has been probably the most important part of using it. But when I think about, the actual bike itself, we're talking about, a robust, quiet, and quite a solid product in itself. So even if you just were using it as an exercise bike, it's a premium product. But for me, the value is actually in the experience when you open the app. It's evolved, I'm assuming, quite a bit over the years. But at the moment, we've got the option to do live classes on demand, a lot of off-bike experiences as well. Was it always that feature rich, or did it start off as just on-demand classes?
It started off on-demand, but it really went to live classes pretty quickly. We opened our first studio in 2018 in Tennessee, USA, where we started filming our classes. And we started off filming the bike, and then we were filming, classes like yoga and HIIT classes, core classes as well. So you've got a full body workout. But then, we started developing more products. We launched our second SKU we launched outside of bike was a rower we launched. And people loved that. And then we launched a treadmill. And there's so much more. There's strength machines coming from us. So much. And that's what people like about Echelon, is if they know, they got one membership fee and they can have access to not only live classes on their bike and on 6,000 classes on demand. And every day there's so many classes you can choose from at so many times. But there's also, you can get in, and if you have a treadmill at home, you can do our treadmill classes. You can do our rowing classes. You can take yoga classes. There's so much more we're doing. And next June, we open up five new filming studios, which is going to help us even get more variety. And UK studios are opening any day now as well. And we just opened Germany and France. So really, there's so much. I mean, you want to go take some German classes if you want to probably end up learning German, right? So it is great, and such a wide breadth of instructors. I think we have over 70 instructors as well.
Wow. It's phenomenal to actually hear how much it has transformed. And you mentioned the rower and the treadmill, and I've tried both of those as well. But the one product that that really caught my eye was the mirror. I mean, that is unbelievable that you can stand in front of something that literally just looks like a large mirror, but you have a menu system. You have the ability to watch someone almost appearing like a hologram in front of you in that mirror to instruct you through classes as well. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, it's a great product. For anyone who has a smaller home or an apartment, it really gives you that boutique fitness, that trainer style fitness right in your home in this small little product. You know, it's not big. It's a mirror. It weighs, you know, less than 50 pounds. You can hang it on a wall like a picture. Mm. And it's just, we have live classes on there. We have thousands of on-demand classes as well. And they're all filmed in a different way. They're not filmed the same as our FitPass, which is our classes that are inside our app for our bike app. They're filmed separately. They're managed separately. And we film them in almost that holograph you said, that effect there. So you feel like you're right into a reflect mirror with us. It's a great product, and there's a lot coming from there. I'll tell you, we've got two new SKUs coming in the future with that. There's a lot of technology we'll be introducing, some AI tech coming in that reflect. So even if you buy it today, that, you know, we can upgrade it. The software will be upgraded, like your phone gets upgraded as coming up.
That's a really good thing to hear, because obviously people are making the investment in the product, and knowing that the software behind it continues to evolve, whether it's inside the app or inside the actual hardware. I think that's a huge advantage to have when you've made an investment and you're committing to actually having a home gym experience. And it also sort of reminds me about, you know, my experience with the bike so far. And for me, the live classes, actually jumping in live, is a huge motivator. From going to an actual gym, doing live classes there, to then coming home, that was one of the things I was worried about missing. But, you know, I had a class with Nicole Griffin, and she called me out in one of the classes. I mean, there must have been 300 or 400 riders at the time. And then I hear my name from Sydney, Australia, and she's revving me up, and at the same time encouraging others to make sure I'm not beating them on the leaderboard, because most of them are Americans. It was incredible to have that feeling. And I guess, you know, from an Echelon point of view, I'm assuming there must be a lot of work that goes into ensuring that, you know, trainers who are essentially, you know, the faces of the brand are really good at not only running a spin class, but actually engaging and motivating the people that are joining them as well.
Yeah, it's our team does a great job. I mean, not only finding great trainers, but personalities they have. You know, they have to have the personality to connect with our members. And Nicole has that. I mean, Nicole's great. And Nicole's been with us. She was one of our first instructors. And when we found her, we knew we had something special. And she is, you know, she's one of our top three instructors every single month. And she connects really well. And we have several of those instructors who do that. But so, you know, we go through almost a month process of training before we bring them on, before we bring an instructor on. And it's not just training on the bike, it's training with the camera, but we also have social Instagram, Facebook training as well, you know, because we want them to interact not only in the class, but after the class. So they really get to know all their members. I know there's a lot of them, but they do really get to know them. It's truly amazing. I'll tell you a quick story about our membership, which just brings a tear in my eyes as I think about it. This lady, lady started with us about 3 years ago, and she was named Mama Echelon. I mean, the community named her Mama Echelon. Older lady, she was in her 60s. I believe she was in her 60s. And throughout the years, she just was in the classes, and you'd see on the leaderboard, Mama Echelon. And she'd make posts, and well, she passed away recently, and the outcrying from the community was amazing. And I'm sitting there reading the thread, and I see everybody saying, you know, Mama Echelon reached out to me when I broke my leg, or Mama Echelon reached out to me when she saw a post about someone passing in my family. I mean, this lady was just amazing. And, you know, I didn't know all that she was doing, but she was really special. She actually was our first Echelon member with a Echelon tattoo on as well. So this is the first time we've seen that, and we were happy. We were very excited when we saw she got a tattoo with Echelon. But this is what people are making friends all around the globe. They're making, people are coming to, they're coming to our studios in Miami or Tennessee and traveling for this weekend. We have a lot of people coming down and they get to meet the instructors, and it's just become a real big family that we have now, and something that's so special. I would have never thought we'd have something like so great changing people's lives like it did for Mama Echelon and our whole community.
And look, I mean, that is probably one of many stories that I think would be out there, because what I've already noticed as well, and to your point, is that even though you are by yourself in a room doing an exercise in a class, the leaderboard is very engaging. But then you've also got conversations happening in a private group on Facebook where you can join, and you have to actually be almost vetted to join, which is a good thing to make sure you don't get spammers in there. But you've got 20,000 plus people in there which are asking questions. There's a lot of engagement going on. I've seen on Instagram as well how much there is sharing about people's exercises, taking a sweaty selfie, those kinds of things. It's amazing that you don't feel like, you know, you are on your own in this experience. It's quite connected, and you almost are getting to know the trainers. They're getting to know you, and also other members as well, which I didn't think I would actually experience in an online gym effectively. It's quite unique.
Yeah. And, I was talking to one of our instructors the other day, and he said to me, he goes, "You know, Lou, I get to know our members more than I do in the local spin classes I used to teach."
Yeah.
They would come in and I would say hello to them and I'd say goodbye to them, but that was it. And then today it's so much more. Because what's cool in our leaderboard too, we have a area where you can go in the comment area and you can post a comment to the instructor that sits right underneath your name. So people will say something like, they'll say maybe call out someone on the leaderboard, they'll say something nice to the instructor. And some of them are changing this on their phone as they're riding. They're put, "Oh, I love this song, Nicole," or "I love this song, Reed." So it really gives that conversational right back and forth too during the entire fitness class. It makes it really fun. And
I like that. I have to try that if I can actually get away from the bike or take my hands off and I'm not too sweaty. I'm going to have to try that at some point.
Grab your cell phone, bring your cell phone, go into the app, and then go to more and click on in there. You'll see more, and then you go leaderboard preferences and you can change your comment right there. It's really cool. And people just really love it. We actually changed it recently, like 4 months ago. And people were like, no, don't take that away. And then we enhanced it actually at that. So
amazing. Amazing. Now, I'm also thinking about the amount of data that there must be. I mean, not just the amount of content that you've got, but when I think about the engagement in terms of product usage, even member behavior, there must be so much data that Echelon's able to collect from the bike, from the app, and actual usage there as well. How important is that data to the business when it's making decisions, especially when you're talking about, changes to the app and things like that?
Very important. We actually have a chief information security officer now and protecting that data very well. As we've took an investment recently from Goldman Sachs, knew that late last year.
Yeah.
And it's really upgraded all our systems, but we look at the data and we try to understand what people are liking, what they don't like. Do they like the 20-minute ride more than the 30-minute ride? What times of the day are they riding or working out? We recently came up with a whole series of 10 minutes. And it's like just 10 minutes, go. There's no nonsense. This is like hardcore. And I'm telling you, in 10 minutes, you can really get that heart moving. I was in the orange zone the whole time in my heart rate, the entire 10 minutes, and almost killed me. But we got that from looking at the data and people, showing that they liked the 20. So we said, well, let's test the 10 minute. We tested it. People liked it. So there's different things, we're learning. We've been doing this dual ride. So we'll have two instructors in the ride and they love that. They like the back and forth between the instructors as well. So we really look at the data and, our app is actually getting smarter and recommending classes to people based on what other classes they've liked before. you'll see a lot of updates. We have our new leaderboard coming out soon, which will allow not only high fives, but a whole bunch of other features. We have a you versus you leaderboard, so you can compete against your history, your rides in the past, which is really cool because I love knowing that I'm doing better and, you know, I'm really performing better than I did the day before.
I like that too. And I'm also thinking obviously about other services that are out there. I mean, Apple Fitness Plus, for example, it launched during the pandemic, which was probably a really good strategy on their side to take advantage of that time. But I guess it allowed people to sort of taste guided workouts from home. They do have spin classes in there, but there's no integration with equipment. It you know, integrates with your Apple Watch, and that's as far as it goes. Do you see their service as really an entry point to Echelon as consumers sort of desire a little bit more after they've tasted what Apple Fitness Plus can do, and then say, well, it's actually nice to see that there are bikes out there that I can do spin classes with where all of that data is captured, plus there's live classes and things like that. Is that how you see competitors like Fitness Plus in some ways?
I do. I do see that. And if you look at the fitness apps out there that are non-connected equipment fitness apps, they're churning their members almost every year. I mean, I know an example of one company, they have almost 1 million members, and every year they're changing their membership. With it, you know, where our members are staying, you know, for a long time, we have very little churn, so they're staying with us. There's much more engagement. I mean, I think some of these other guys, they just don't understand the whole community, the whole back end. They don't understand that whole part of everyone together, and they're seeing people together. But it's really different. I mean, there's tons of fitness apps out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of them that are great, they do great stuff, but there's very little that do live, and there's very little that are attached to equipment that makes a big difference. You know, there's only really two of us that are doing live classes and doing what we're doing. So I think it's a very special thing, and I think the way we're doing it is even better than our competitors.
And look, it's almost impossible, I'm assuming, for you to do an interview and not be asked about that competitor. And look, in Australia, Peloton is starting to open stores. I think it's just starting to come through next month. And, you know, they're a more expensive product. I am looking forward to still comparing the two because it is something that makes sense to do. But, you know, do you see their entry into Australia kind of actually help shine a light on alternative products too? Because there'll be a lot of buzz when Peloton comes, but at the same time, any smart, savvy buyer is going to look at that and say, well, what else is there? What are the alternatives to Peloton? And no doubt come across Echelon in the process.
Of course, Peloton gets a lot of buzz. They get a lot of press. And, you know, we talk to our PR agency sometimes and say, how are these guys getting so much press? And, you know, they get so much press and people talk about them. And I think the smart shopper will look at the two and make the decision that's best for them. And we're happy people are getting into fitness. We think we have a great product. We've got a lot of stuff coming out. You know, we're trying to make fitness fun. I think that's something that's a little bit different than a lot of our other competitors. We do fun things. I mean, we had a Corona Friday happy hour at the end of on Friday. We had that Corona sponsored. You know, really? We're trying to make it fun. And, you know, fitness is hard. Fitness is sometimes repetitious, but it doesn't have to be. It can be fun at the same time. And again, with the community, you know, with all the different things we're doing, you're going to hear soon about a major, major, major record artist that's investing in our company. We just had an investment from the largest agency for actors and actresses and music industry just invested in our company. So we've got a lot coming on down the way. And I think we're the right choice. I really do. I mean, you can get into our brand at a reasonable price. But if you want to spend more, we have that option too. We have the higher end equipment as well, but they're all good quality equipment. Our reviews, you know, our lowest priced product in the States has a 4.9, I think it's 4.87 review with over, you know, thousands of reviews, and it's our lowest price point. So, you know, you don't have to be expensive to be good, and that's the model.
And look, I have to ask about the future too, because, you know, for me, particularly within the app, I'm always using it and wondering, you know, I wonder if there'll be a time where the actual bike is managed by the instructor, where Nicole's telling me to turn it up two notches. Maybe I only turn it up one because I'm feeling a bit slower, but maybe the app can actually control the bike. Or do you see a time where maybe the camera on the iPad is somehow used to make sure that I am there and that the instructor can perhaps see the struggle on my face and things like that? Am I on the right track? Are any of these ideas sort of on the whiteboard in Echelon?
They definitely are. There is some litigation going on around that first comment of having an instructor control your equipment. There's some litigation in the U.S. With two of our competitors. So you know that may happen. You know, we are you know, allies with one of our competitors. So it's something we are looking at. And as for the camera, you know, the camera is there. We have not used it. There is capability. There's also, you know, studying people's forms with the camera as well. With skeleton, you know, you can skeleton the person and really study their form, especially when they're doing, when they get off the bike. You know, our bikes all have the flip screen, which is very unique for the industry. Our screens flip over, and you can get there. And, you know, we are doing stuff with AI technology there that you're going to soon, where counting the reps, adjusting, you know, looking at your form and the yoga poses. So there is a lot of technology coming down the pipeline. There's so much. It's unbelievable, really.
That's one of these things. I think we'll continue to watch this space. And at the moment, I'm lucky to still continue to be riding that bike as well, which is one of the great things. But I also wanted to ask you some questions more about yourself. I think, you know, talking about Echelon is fantastic, but, you know, being the CEO of the company, there's probably a lot we can learn from you as well. The next seven questions are pretty much quick fire. Nothing too serious here. But look, the first one is, what's your favorite app to keep you organized? I mean, you must have a pretty full diary.
Favorite app to keep me organized. App to keep me organized. I mean, I use notes on my phone. I have notes. I take notes all the time on my phone. And, you know, even if someone tells me a great movie or TV show, I'll write it down in notes and, you know, I'll come back to it later. And it's amazing. I've got notes from far back as like when the first iPhone came out, what, 2008. I use notes app all the time.
Yeah. And what would be your favorite social media app?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I mean, I'm really on the Echelon pages there, looking at, you know, reading comments. You know, I sometimes interject in it, you know, positive comments. If there's a negative comment, I read. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram probably about the same. My phone would probably tell you more Facebook.
I like that. I actually really love the fact that the CEO of the company is still going through readers' comments. It's really actually really quite nice to hear. And when you do get 5 minutes to spare between meetings, what's the first thing that you always do or check on your phone?
My text messages, because it's ridiculous. I'll get off a Zoom meeting and I'll have 14 text messages probably or WhatsApps or something. So it's work, unfortunately. I've been doing a really cool thing the last month. If I'm in a Zoom and I'm really just there and I'm not the lead of the Zoom, sometimes I'll shut my camera off and I'll be working out in the background. So my office is actually in my gym. So wonder why, right? So
I like that.
I try to get some exercise as I'm doing it.
I'm the same. I've got the Echelon bike sitting behind me at the moment, and it is those moments where I see a half hour gap between meetings and I go, oh, I can do a 20-minute class, and I just quickly jump on. I might look really red faced for the next meeting, but it's okay. People forgive you for that these days. And tell me, do you wear a smartwatch or a traditional timepiece?
I wear a traditional timepiece when I go out for dinner, but all day long I'm wearing an Apple smartwatch. Put my Apple smartwatch, and then I usually take it off at the end of the day when I've completed all my circles, and I put it up. And we have a new technology that's coming out, and I've got one of my trainers watching me, so we'll see more to come.
Interesting. Okay, and when we used to jump on airplanes and fly around the place, did you use the in-flight entertainment system, or would you bring your own device?
How far back are you going? The inflated entertainment, but I carry an iPad and a Apple Book with me as well.
Nice, nice. And what do you love to do to disconnect? I mean, you could just say going for a ride, but what else do you like to do when you have spare time?
Go fishing, go boating, get it, you know, spend some time outdoors, try to spend some time with my teenage kids or young adults, but, you know, they're pretty cool for me. you know, usually if I can pick up a fishing pole and just fish and relax and try to catch something, that would be great.
Oh, nice, nice. And look, the show is called Technology Uncorked. We have the interview episodes, and we also do an episode where we talk about the news of the week and do product reviews and things like that. I usually do that episode over a glass of wine. Now, you and I are sitting virtually at the moment, but if we were together, whether it's cafe, bar, your call, what would be your go-to drink?
Skinny margarita, Patron.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You might be the first person who's ever said a margarita as well. Give me up. I like that, Lou.
You know, I love a glass of red wine, but, you know, I watch my carbs. I try not to eat, drink too much of that. But a skinny margarita, low in carbs, it's become a great drink for me to go to.
And you guys are coming into the summer too, so that's going to be perfect timing.
Exactly, for sure.
Amazing. Lou, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Tell us a little bit more about Echelon. I've certainly learned a few things, but all these new features have really got me excited. I'll have to keep looking for those app updates.
We always do them. I used to say, you know, there's been 85 app updates at the beginning, and there's been thousands now. We constantly are improving it, making it better. Our team does a great job.
Giddy up. Watch this space. Thanks for joining, Lou.
Appreciate it.
And we certainly do thank Lou for his time. Now, switching gears very quickly, we're going to bring Nicole into the room. Let's have a chat with Nicole. Reminder, she is what I see as the face of Echelon, but officially the full-time instructor and program director at Echelon. There is so much to talk about here, not only because Nicole knows Echelon back to front and literally lives and breathes this stuff every day, but also here is somebody who knows a lot about fitness, knows about the integration of technology into fitness as well, but is also just an amazing person to talk to as well. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nicole Griffin. Okay, now Nicole, being an instructor in a gym is one thing, but doing it with a camera that streams and records the session to thousands of people around the world is something else entirely. How did you get to Echelon in the first place?
Actually through artwork. I know that sounds completely off the wall, but yes. I was at an art show. And so I used to do a lot more art and travel before the pandemic. I would travel almost every weekend and set up at an art show, but I was at an art show local. And I was talking to somebody about a cycling class that I was teaching at this point. When Echelon found me, I had already been teaching for 10 years. So I was talking to a lady about just about one of my classes or a funny dream I had about one of my classes. And she goes, "You have this personality." She's like, "I could really see you teaching for this company. It's kind of new. It's starting off and you teach to a camera, but I think that you could really do it." And so I went in for my interview and got hired right on the spot. So that was pretty exciting. And
in terms of an interview at Echelon, what are they doing there? Because obviously any fitness instructor could, you know, run a class, but there's so much more to it given what you're doing, because you've got screens in front of you, you're trying to motivate people that you can't necessarily see. Is there actually a test that you almost need to sit through to say, show me how you do in a class?
Yes, totally. So what I had to do is, so first she met me and we just kind of sat and we spoke for a couple of minutes and she had me, you know, just the normal interview questions. And then she actually had me hop on the bike. Yeah. And it's just two people sitting there staring at you. I had to put together a mini class and just seeing how I could handle it with the pressure with just two people watching me. So that part was uncomfortable enough, but I was able to fill the time and perform well. So but I mean, everything else with the cameras and everything is taught later, but you do have to have a certain quality or something special or different about you to be an Echelon instructor.
Agreed. It's definitely something it is different than a normal. It is so different. And, you know, when I do jump from class to class or, you know, meeting different instructors along the way, they all have a certain energy to them, and it's extremely important, because I guess when you're exercising at home, it's so easy to just jump off the bike if you're not feeling it. And, you know, when you see my easily getting to the end, almost wanting more in some cases, thinking that was so good, I'm sad it's over. That's not something you normally get from going to the gym and, you know, working with normal fitness instructors.
It's true. I say that almost every class. I can't believe it's over already. I always want my classes to be longer. But it also depends on your mood too, because different instructors offer different energies, inspiration, and know just when to push you. So, I mean, I think that that's a really cool thing that Echelon offers, is all the different personalities.
It's a really good point. It is interesting too, even in talking to other people in the Echelon community, how much they almost commit to somebody. They almost commit to an instructor and say, I only do Nicole's classes. And it's just whether it's a vibe that they pick up or it's a certain energy that they feel, and they say, you know what, I just like the way that she does her classes, or the way that we sort of feel connected during a class. It's amazing how you do have a following, I guess, after a period of time.
It's virtual. It really is really interesting how virtual friends and how close you can become to people that you haven't actually met in person. It's so wild to me. I have really good friends all over the world now, which is really cool.
It is. Not many fitness instructors can probably say that as well. Now, COVID for me has, I guess, definitely really fired up the whole exercise at home mentality, whether it's, you know, apps that have been popping up as a result. And I'm sure that, you know, Echelon has obviously started to notice a huge upswing as well as a result of it too. But how did it impact yourself? And have you noticed, you know, larger audiences coming to classes as people are getting their bikes? Was it something that you could really see in the live numbers, and I guess the on-demand numbers as well?
For sure. Oh my goodness. It was, as soon as we got the bike shipped and out, when the big rush came, the leaderboard just, I mean, it exploded. But honestly, being able to teach and being able to coach through the pandemic, people thank me all the time for that. But honestly, it was the riders that got me through the whole thing too. I'm single, I have my dog. And so when I would go to the studio, we would ring a doorbell, be let in by the producer would come over to the door, unlock the door. We wouldn't see the producer. They'd go back in their room. We would go get on the bike by ourselves in this dark studio. And so when I would see the leaderboard light up with all of my friends, I mean, it was seriously like I was hanging out with people, and I still was able to have human contact, as odd as that sounds.
Yeah. And it is amazing to say that too, because I guess so many people's industries or workplaces have had to shut down, but it's obviously amazing that you guys have managed to keep going and find a way to continue to do the work that you do. Otherwise, effectively, yeah, there are hundreds of people waiting to jump on classes, and they need you to be showing up to work as well.
Mm-hmm. I had one woman, and this is when I knew that I was in the right spot. I knew what I was doing mattered. She reached out to me after a class and she said, "Thank you so much for calling my name out on the leaderboard. This is the first time that anybody's heard I've heard somebody say my name in 2 weeks."
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Even now that still gives me goosebumps, just knowing that we could have had, we have that kind of impact on people. But also not just the social interaction, we're keeping people healthy through all of this, which is really amazing.
It is. And I think even for me, since I've been testing an Echelon bike, I've, as a result, canceled a gym membership. I literally rely on this thing now. It sits behind me as you and I are talking. It's right behind me at the moment. I know it's sitting there waiting and saying, "Hey, when are you coming back?" And I'm just waiting for that chance to get back on the bike. But it's also removed excuses, where if I've got an hour to spare between meetings, I know I can jump on a 20-minute class, still squeeze in a shower and be back at my desk, probably a little bit red-faced, but, you know, it's okay. I've actually gotten something done today, and there's no excuses anymore. It's fantastic.
Clear your mind and energize you for all your meetings.
Big time. Now, Nicole, you do a bunch of classes per day, and it's not just on the bike. How do you craft a class with music and the instructions that you're planning on telling us all to do, and I guess keeping it unique and fresh each time? That must be a little bit of work behind the scenes as well.
Oh my goodness. There is a lot of computer work that goes in behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
So it really does start with, so we pick out our genres and we pick out our format of class first, or our formats are assigned each week, but we pick we're able to, as the instructors, we're able to pick out our genre of music. Mm-hmm. So it starts there for me. This is how I start it. And I'm so passionate about music and I like to surprise people with music choices or, you know, a new artist or something different and quirky midway through the class to make people smile. And so I'm always hunting for new stuff. And I always have little Easter eggs in my classes too, a song lyric or something that I can pick up and talk about. So I put a lot of time into my playlist. And so that's part of it. And then we go back and take it into another program and actually craft the class with the music. And so there is a lot that goes in behind the scenes, but each format is different too.
It is. And that's one of the great things I love about it is I'm not doing the same class like an old VHS tape time and time again. You know, I don't know what to expect when I'm getting in. I love being able to see the song list before I get into the class. But I don't know what you're going to do with that or what you're going to actually tell us to get up to. It's exciting in that way. And it made me wonder because you have so many different genres of music. You have to pick different songs and things like that. How often are you standing in a bar with friends and you hear a song and you think, all right, everyone, stop talking. Hang on. This song, I can use this song. I like this. What I need to know this song. This is going in my next track. Is that something that's happened before?
All the time. Oh, my goodness. And now I'm actually starting a new series that I'm really excited about on Friday. It's called Festival Fridays. And so I'm going through, I work for a lot of festivals. And so I'll go through a lot of the old lineups and pick out different artists and try and find live versions to make people feel that whole concert vibe and that live music vibe. So I'm really excited about this new series that's coming up. So I'm always looking and hunting for new music.
I'll have to look out for that because what I've found interesting is sometimes I'll ride with headphones on and I can sort of have it just personalized to myself. But then lately I've been just using huge sound bars or very large speakers to really fill the room with sound and almost have that concert vibe in the room that I'm in instead. And I find that to be quite a bit more interesting as well. But, you know, as you pick different tracks and as you're, you know, talking through it so much, it does start to feel more like a bit of a concert, which is why I've wanted to go for a larger scale audio system than just keeping it personalized like it's a fitness app.
Pretty soon you'll have lights and dim the lights and then make it into a whole studio experience.
Now, I have to also ask, because during a live class, you call people out. In fact, you've called me out once, and I'm telling you what, that nothing gets you more engaged or more, in some cases, almost sends a shiver down your spine when you do that. It's amazing just how involved you can be. But what are you seeing from your bike? Because you've got a couple of screens there. There's obviously three cameras pointing at you as well. You've got a different view to what we have.
Mm-hmm. It's straight into your living room.
It is. But
I'm just kidding. I can't really see you.
People have asked that question, or people have thought about, hey, I've got an iPad here. It's got a camera. Can she really see just how much I'm struggling on this bike right now?
Oh, my goodness. And then I tell people don't look away and it just confuses them. They're like, she can tell. She knows. On our end, it is just for now. There's a new leaderboard rolling out pretty soon. But just for now, I can just see your output, your leaderboard photo, your profile picture, and then your name. But soon we'll be able to see your resistance and your cadence also.
Good. And maybe wonder too, because, you know, technology has obviously allowed us to do what we're doing today on these bikes. You know, we've got bikes that talk through Bluetooth to an iPad or a tablet, or if it's actually got the built-in screen, all of my data is there. I'm able to watch a live stream. Like, there's so much going on from a tech perspective. What else are you hoping to one day see? Because I'm assuming that at some point you wish that you could just turn the dial on my bikes to make sure I actually am putting in extra effort.
Oh my goodness. There was one time I thought they were testing something like that in the studio. And I thought that they were playing a trick on me during a live class and turning up my resistance. It was a test, but yes, it can be done and it will be done pretty soon, which is exciting.
A little bit.
But then again, okay. But then this is what I think. I think that is really neat for somebody who wants to turn that on. But then you think about a beginner and somebody who's just starting off. They don't want to be at the same resistance that I'm at. They can't. I mean, I think that can also be discouraging. That's why in my classes, I don't give exact numbers on your resistance because I don't know who's behind the screen. It could be somebody starting off whose bike still smells like plastic, or it could be a complete pro athlete. So on the actual resistance, that's why I like to steer away from giving exact numbers and expectations and go or coach more from a feeling in the five zones that we use.
Yeah. And I actually really like that too, because it's one of the things where I've sort of got what I feel is my middle ground. And then you'll say, add two turns or something like that. That works. Because if you just tell me go straight to 30, I'm thinking, hang on a minute, this thing goes to 30? Completely different scenario.
Exactly. And ride more from a feeling rather than always rely on the metrics. And I think we can get in our head so much and, you know, we climb to a certain number or we always jog at a certain number. I mean, it kind of it releases that always being stuck. And who knows what you could push to when you're riding from a feeling and not just restricted on numbers.
Yeah. And I guess thinking away from that element, are there features that you sort of think, gosh, it'd be cool if I could do this with the class, or if I could engage with them in different ways? Have you sort of had a bit of a crystal ball look into what you'd love to see one day with Echelon?
So this is not actually technology, but I would love to have live music at an actual class.
Yeah.
Or some way to do. So I've had a couple classes with live DJs, and that is so much fun. And having them create, and we put together the actual class plan, but having them put the music to the class plan right on the spot, that was really cool. I'd love to do something more like that with maybe even horns or piano or keyboard or anything like that. That's my dream.
That'd be really cool.
So it's not tech.
Because in fact, I think it must have been you. I think you got me into Moon Taxi, which is an artist. I don't know if it was from your Instagram, if it was from a class. Somehow I've been discovering a lot of music through Echelon, but also just from following other people. But I'm thinking, as soon as you said that, I was thinking, yeah, get Moon Taxi in the studio and you guys can just run a class with their music right side by side. It'd be amazing.
They live in Nashville. That is hour and a half away.
There's no excuse then.
So there is no excuse. I'll get to messaging. I'm on it.
Now, talk to me about wearables and fitness trackers. You know, depending on who you talk to, you get different opinions on this. I know we don't really need one to use the Echelon bike, especially when we've got the heart rate strap and things like that. We don't actually need wearables for that. But where do you sit on the topic generally? I mean, literally everything can be tracked and measured. How does someone like yourself in the role that you're in, how do you feel about those devices that are out there now?
I do think I do wear one, and I'm not consistent with it, but I do think it's interesting to see what your progress is. And it depends on what your goals are too. Mm-hmm. I like the ones that can also track sleep. And then you can kind of, you know, how long you were asleep and different things like that. And if you are working towards a goal, or if you're working towards a weight loss goal or something, being reminded to say, stand up, go for a walk. I think that there's positives to it that way.
Yeah, agreed. And then outside of Echelon, you've got a large following across social media. You know, you would have a strong personal brand as a result of all of those things and the exposure there. As a fitness instructor, how has technology impacted you? And I guess the biggest question is it all positive vibes? Because social media has its downsides as well.
Hey, that's true. I would say 98% of it is all positive vibes. And writers are really, really, really sweet. Every now and then you'll have somebody that you disappoint, that if you didn't get back to them right away or something, or they think a class is too hard, but that's, I guess, with everything. You can't be everything to everybody, and the good outweighs the negative 100%. And we all have, I think that with any job that you're in, you always have days where it's a little bit more challenging, and it could be related to people, riders, or anything. So I would say, with overall social media and technology, it's definitely, it's all positive for me.
Good. And it's really mostly nice positive. To hear that too, because I think, and I don't know if it's as a result of the community that you sit within for Echelon, that there's just good people there and people sort of have a face and a name, and it's actually a nice community compared to other industries where having a large social following can actually mean quite a lot of negative heat based on literally anything. So it does create a different paradigm there, I think.
And gravitating towards that. I think sometimes if you engage with that or kind of light the fire, or if that's something that you're into, that's, I mean, and everywhere with friends or family. I mean, I think that you kind of just attract the people that you want to be like, or
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, Nicole, the rest of the questions are really about yourself. Pretty straightforward ones. There's no wrong answers. These are questions that we ask everybody who comes on the show. So don't worry too much. Even Lou has answered these questions and he passed. Just, it was okay. Now, Nicole, what would be your favorite app to keep you organized? You've got a lot going on. How do you manage?
I would say I use my reminders in my phone. Like there's no tomorrow. And I need the alarm to go off. I need those reminders all the time. I know that is setting the reminders and doing that is a little bit tedious, but that's how I stay organized.
I like it. Whatever works. And what would be your favorite social media app?
Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I can see that actually.
I like it. I just think it's fun and it's not, I feel like with some of them, there's a lot more negativity, and with Instagram, it's a lot more positive.
That's true. And when you do get 5 minutes to spare, whether it's between meetings or between classes for what it may be, what's the first thing that you want to do on your phone?
Let's see. That's a good question. Probably check Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see especially if I just taught a class, I'll hop on Facebook too, or Instagram, and just see what everybody's saying, see if they like the class, and hopefully there's some adorable sweaty photos.
And when you do, this is the wrong question. Do you wear a smartwatch or a traditional timepiece?
Neither.
I'm hearing that so much more. So many people are just saying, nah, nothing. Happy without one.
I don't have either.
Okay. When we used to jump on airplanes and, you know, fly around the place, whether it was around the world or just around the country, did you use the in-flight entertainment system, or would you bring your own device, book, something else?
I would bring my own. Mm-hmm. And then I also bring this thing called a turtle.
Right.
So it's a neck pillow, but you can wrap it around your face. And it's, well, you're not supposed to wrap it around your face, but I wrap it around my face like an eye mask too. And I'm really good at sleeping on planes. And I look ridiculous.
So I'm literally picturing a neck pillow that just goes all the way around. Is that correct?
Well, it's not actually a pillow. It is a piece of plastic, a soft plastic. And so that goes against your neck, but then it has almost like a scarf attached to it.
Right.
And then you're supposed to wrap that around your neck, but I include my face.
Oh, I'm looking this up as soon
as I'm done. It's a great visual. I'll email you a photo.
I love the sound of it already. Now, what do you love to do to disconnect? How do you, I guess, get away from everything when you do want to take time out?
I definitely music. I will try and find any sort of live music. That's first. And then second option, I said I was an artist too, so I have a little art studio. So I'll go in the art studio and create, or go camping with friends and do the normal shenanigans.
I like that. And I wanted to ask real quick around the arts piece, because I caught a video, and this is all from research for doing the interview, I'm sure, but I caught a video where you were going through a bunch of different, you know, samples from your studio, and mm-hmm. I'm seeing a Santa Claus that was made from a stair spindle, all sorts of creative stuff. It seems like you're using a lot of recycled materials to produce some of the artworks that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. But it's mostly all recycled besides the screws or wire or, you know, those type of things. But I try and find, so when I used to travel a lot more for art shows, I would always look up antique shops or salvage yards in the different cities I would travel to and try and take a couple of cool pieces like handles and hinges and pieces of metal from the city and then come back and create pieces for the next show.
I love that. I love that. I found it so fascinating. It was just completely unexpected as well. And that's what I really loved. I was like, I did not expect this type of angle. But and finally, the show is called Technology Uncorked. And we have an interviews episode that we release. And that's where you are. And then we have a news and reviews where I talk about the technology news of the week and review some products on that show. But during that show, I usually open a bottle of wine or I drink something while I'm getting through that podcast. If we were sitting down together, whether it was cafe, bar, whatever it is, what would be your go-to if we ordered a drink today?
Let's see. Is there dinner involved? or is it just sitting down? Okay, so I would say if we are at a bar, I would choose vodka and water. But if it's dinner, I would choose wine, red wine.
Do you have a favorite?
I like Tito's vodka. Yeah. Pretty standard. And then my style of wine, I like Pinot Grigio or Pinot Noir.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Okay, cool. Something to remember. One day, if I ever do get a chance to come to Chattanooga, I'm definitely doing a class. And I'm definitely remembering your wine choice as well.
All right.
Nicole, thanks so much for coming on the show. And honestly, thank you for everything that you do at Echelon as well, because, it's been amazing to join that community. But also when you do find trainers like yourself, it's what keeps you in the community as well. So, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. I love what I do, and I'm grateful every single day that I get to do something that I love.